Blog Talk Radio.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
First down, Mustang.
Unbelievable. Makes the catch at the five. Breaks the tackle and scores.
Threw in on the field is confirmed.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
This team is so different.
Mustang football.
When you can walk through those doors, hold your heads up high, and call yourself
Mustang.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. For the 2011 season, the Women's Football Alliance is going forward with 60 teams. It's an average of 35 players per team, and that's over 2,100 women, the age of 18 and over, playing full contact football in the United States. The Lone Star Mustangs would like to thank the Waco Tribune for the scrimmage coverage on last week. To see more about the scrimmage between the Mustangs and the Austin Outlaws, go to WacoTribune.com. The Little Rock Wildcats would like to give a shout-out to Sync Magazine. The Little Rock Wildcats were on the cover of Sync Arkansas Weekly Magazine. To see the pictures and read the article, go to Sync.ArkansasOnline.com. And click on the latest edition at the top of the page. There was a study by John Clark and James Gladden, which was published in the Journal of Promotional Management. They go on to cover that real women watch football. They say the gender difference in the consumption of the NFL Super Bowl broadcast is different between men and women. The study explores the role gender plays in the consumption of sports broadcasting, specifically the National Football League's NFL Super Bowl broadcast. Interviews were done with self-proclaimed serious NFL fans and casual or non-NFL football fans as well. Results show that female viewers held more positive attitudes towards the entertainment elements of the broadcast, i.e. celebrities singing the national anthem, the MVP award presentation, and the halftime shows, that women had a more positive attitude towards those elements of the game than male respondents. Female and male respondents also differed in their motives for watching an NFL game broadcast. We're going to get into an interview with the offensive line coach of the Lone Star Mustangs. That's Coach Lacey Downs. And that will be coming up in about the next 2 minutes. We also have an interview with the Lone Star Mustangs owner, Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington. We also have an in-depth interview with Coach Mike Ellington. We have all that and more coming up later on in the show. First game of the season is this weekend down in Austin against the Austin Outlaws. The Austin Outlaws have been around longer than any other women's football team in the country. They play in the extremely tough Women's Football Alliance, a league comprised of about 50 teams across the country. So this is going to be a phenomenal game here. Now, this game will be, I guess you could say, replayed the following week. That will be going on here at Pennington Field. Okay, so don't know if the Mustangs are going to be looking for some get back or they're going to build upon the success that they already showed down there in Austin. So that's the game that's coming up. I'm going to get you more information on that, the stats and the players, as we go a little further along into the show. The Mustangs ended their first season with a roster of 52 players who put in an outstanding effort. The players ranged from 19 to 45 years of age and came from all types of different backgrounds. The Mustangs are owned by Dallas-Fort Worth businesswoman Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington. And in 2010, Lynn Liberty Ellington was named the WFA Owner of the Year. Lone Star Mustangs, get involved. So, like I say, we got Coach Lacey coming up. Very good interview with Coach Lacey. She used to be a player. What better coach could you have than someone who played? Take someone who's been in the league to understand what it takes to coach others, to make others champions. Anything you want to do, you want to be a champion, I would think. Yeah, Coach Lacey, offensive line coach. So that's what we're about to get into right now. Also, we're going to talk to the rookie running back of the Lone Star Mustangs. That's Caitlin Carter. on PushGapRadio.com. Here's offensive line coach Lacey Downs.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do they call? Why did you say Coach Bulldog? Is that what they call you?
Yeah, they call me that. That's the nickname that I got my first year as a player.
I was wondering. I was like, what was up with that?
I always say it's because I'm short and fat.
No, stop it, Coach. Well, Coach, we thank you for jumping in with us on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. And to get the listeners up to speed, explain to us your title and, more important, how long you've been with the team and what is your role?
I am the offensive line coach. I've been with the Mustangs for the full 3 years now that they've been rolling. I've been in women's football for 6 years now, I believe.
Okay.
I would be playing with them, but after two knee surgeries and now I need ankle surgery, and I think it's time for me to hang them up and just start coaching and helping these girls out.
Okay, so you've been coaching the offensive line for 3 years, huh?
No, I've been playing. I played up till this year, and now I'm coaching them.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I've been playing for the past 5 years. This will be my 6th year.
So who were you with before the Mustangs?
I was with the formerly Dallas Rage.
Oh, okay.
In 06 and 07, and then we had an old team called the North Texas Fury. And then Mustangs approached us, and we all become Mustangs. Ain't turned back since.
You know that other teams are coming after you this season, being the champions and all. So
we got that big target on our back.
Yes, ma'am. So what is the key component, you think, to getting back to the championship game, which, of course, will be played here in the DFW area in July? What is it going to take for you guys to for that O-line to get back there?
Well, the good thing about the O-line is I've got 5 returning starters. So these girls have been together for the full 3 years that we've been playing.
So that's a good level of familiarity, huh?
Yep, that's one thing that most teams don't have is, you know, they're, especially with women's football, they're constantly getting new people and people leaving. You know, they don't get paid to stick around. So I think that's going to be our biggest key is keeping that group together. And I don't have a lot of depth at that group, so I'm praying that they stay healthy and keep rolling for me.
So I know you have in your mind where you want the O-line to be. Do you think after being in practice here for a few weeks that you guys are far off from that? I mean, I know the desire to be great is there, but do you guys still need a little bit more work, or are you further ahead than you thought you would be?
No, we're always needing the work. The O-line, that's the biggest key to a football game in my mind.
Right.
Is because it isn't one person, it's 5 people that's got to work together every play.
That's right.
So we'll never be satisfied with where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going to be working to better something or figure out something that works a lot better. You know, every play we have to come up to the line of scrimmage and figure out a way to block it. It's not just a set assignment every time. So we're going to be working until the season's over, and then we'll start working again for the next one. It won't ever be a downtime. But as far as where we're at now, I think we're at a very good place.
Right.
And a lot of being because they have been together, so they know everything that one person next to them is doing, you know. So
right.
I'm very happy with where we're at.
So tell me about your relationship with Coach Mike Ellington.
Oh, Coach.
Why you say it like that, Coach?
He and I have a great relationship.
Right.
I don't think he ever met anybody that likes football as much as I do, especially on a female level.
Right.
I think most of our phone bill is to each other. But, no, he's a great guy, and I love learning from him. I mean, a heck of a lot about the game that I didn't know. I wouldn't trade him for the world. He's like a second dad to me, put it in those terms.
So what kind of goals have you set for the offensive line this season?
Well, one of them is, and I actually gave them this goal the other day. We had our first scrimmage, and Coach Mike came up to me, and he made me make a promise to him before I ever knew what the promise was. So I had to go to my girls, and I did the same thing to them. So I need one promise, and that was for our little quarterback to never get touched at the scrimmage. And
that's right.
They never let him touch her.
That's right.
So, you know, that's our main goal is to keep our quarterback safe. And we really don't have any goals other than winning.
Right.
We're one unit, one goal. And that's what we're striving for is to win. Because
that consistency, that chemistry is a huge thing. And being together for 3 years, you know, you're playing almost instinctively at that point.
Yes, sir, we are.
You know?
And it really does help the new girls we get coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can easily step in there in between two of my veterans, and veterans can help them out on the field.
Right.
Where if I had a couple of rookies out there, you know, it's hard to coach them from the sideline.
That's right. So. Well, Coach, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you a few questions here. And
okay. They're
just one-word questions, and just give me your response. Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Okay. TV or your computer?
Computer.
Laptop or desktop?
Laptop.
Sunny beach or snowy mountain?
Sunny beach.
American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, gosh.
I got
American
you there,
Idol,
huh?
I guess.
Which one is it?
I guess American Idol.
American Idol. That offensive line coach, Lacey Down, for your Lone Star Mustang. Coach, thank you for popping in with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's Coach Lacey Down from the Lone Star Mustang, 2010 champions of the Women's Football Alliance. And we are PushGapRadio.com, the official urban internet home for your Lone Star Mustang. The Lone Star Mustang. PushGapRadio.com. It's the hottest combination in the internet game.
I'm saying that if you know anybody that had some goal, some dream, something they wanted to do, and they did it, the nice thing that you know in your heart that if someone has done it, then you can do it. It's possible. And that if someone can make their dream become a reality, that it's possible that you can make your dream become reality. And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've got a lot going for me. I've got some good stuff in me. And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible, regardless of where I am, that things can get better for me. It's possible.
The dream that became reality, PushGapRadio.com.
They train the same.
They practice the same. They hit the same. And they are coached the same. With one exception.
This is Lynn Liberty Ellington with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion.
Women's full contact football.
The most satisfying way to enjoy your radio today is through your computer. PushGapRadio.com, changing the way you listen to radio. For all the scores, highlights, and updates on the Lone Star Mustangs, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Hi, my name is Crystal Thompson, and I'm calling all coffee lovers. Did you know that there are over 255 million coffee drinkers in North America, and many drink in excess of 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day, spending more than $50 a month in coffee? Did you know that community blend coffee is not healthy? These coffees are very acidic. They increase your pH levels and raise your blood pressure. Well, can you imagine sipping on a delicious cup of healthier coffee? Well, I have just the thing for you. Latte, mocha, black coffee. Order your box of healthier coffee today. Visit my website at www.takeahealthysip.com. Take a healthy sip, putting health back into coffee. www.takeahealthysip.com.
Powered by DRS 2000.
The best hit music. Every time you turn us on.
Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, Fort Worth. Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford. For all the news and inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com. Thank you, guys, and welcome back. A lot of people have asked us, is this lingerie football? A lot of people seem to have heard about lingerie football. But no, this is not lingerie football. There's a significant difference between most women football leagues and the lingerie football league now. The lingerie football league is an organization based on sex appeal, you know, because of the non-traditional revealing uniforms and partial selection of roster by physical appearance. No one cares about your appearance in the Women's Football Alliance. They want to know, can you hit? Can you get up the field? Can you score touchdowns? Can you be a champion? Okay, no one cares about your physical appearance. Just want to know if you can get the job done. Lingerie Football League also plays under a modified indoor football format. Have a reduced field, so they can play in smaller venues. They don't need heavier linemen. But despite the heavy use of sex appeal, the league does play. Despite the heavy use of sex appeal, the league does play legitimate football. And most of the league's players have previous athletic experience, and former NFL players have coached in the Lingerie Football League. But no, trust me, this is so not lingerie football. Now, the Women's Football Alliance that we're talking about, that we promote, that we're behind, you know, we're Lone Star Mustangs for life around here at Push Gap Radio. But the Women's Football Alliance is a full contact league. Again, they have over 60 teams, and they play 11-person tackle football. You get hit. You ever been hit? Have you ever hit someone? Tackle football. They play with rules that basically mirror those of the NFL. So, no, this is not lingerie ball. I'm sure, I guess, they must have had a lot of, you know, a lot of media behind them. Everyone seems to ask that. Is it lingerie ball? I guess they get decent exposure, I would guess. I've seen a few games. But, you know, they're out there and primarily looking like cheerleaders. Not saying that's a bad thing, don't get me wrong. But this is not what that is. You know, so don't get it twisted. You know, get involved. Check it out. Go to the website, www.LoneStarMustangs.com. Google it. Okay? Tune into the show, Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. We get you up to speed on everything happening in the Women's Football Alliance. But I promise you, this ain't lingerie football. Just wanted to get you up to speed on that. But first game of the season is coming up against the Austin Outlaws. Okay, they played each other last season, and during those two games, the Mustangs won the first game 38-16 down there in Austin against the Outlaws. Then for the home game, they beat them again 38-7. But, you know, that was last season. This is a brand new year. So, looking forward to the game, looking forward to seeing some great football this season. Looking forward to hanging out over there at beautiful Pennington Field. It's a beautiful facility over there. They were teaching guys how to ride motorcycles. I was kind of interested in that. My mom wouldn't let me get a bike, you know. Said I was a little too wild, I guess. I guess I had ADD, but, you know, the prescription for ADD when I was a kid was the belt or a switch. Remember the switch? Those of you of a certain age, remember that switch. But, yeah, Austin Outlaws, they'll be here that second game when the Mustangs' first home game will be against the Austin Outlaws, you know. So, you know, get your tickets for that. You can get 2011 home game tickets now. They're on sale. Go to LoneStarMustangs.com. The defending national champions of the Women's Football Alliance, the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Tackle Football Team, will be playing some of the toughest and longest tenured teams in women's football in 2011. Whether you're a friend, family member, just a fan of the team, we have a great deal for you. Don't miss your chance to watch some of the best teams in women's football at Pennington Field, 1501 Central Drive in Bedford. That's 183 West. Come off at Central and turn left. And Pennington Field will be on your right. Can't miss it. Can't miss it. Check out the schedule, LoneStarMustangs.com. Tickets are $8 adult, $4 for children, 6 to 12 years old. Children that are 5 years and under are free. So that first home game is going to be explosive. We don't know what's about to take place this Saturday. Looking forward to it, though. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. Now, here's Juice Martin of the Lone Star Mustangs. This was a great interview.
Okay. My name is Juice, J-O-O-S, Martin. I'm a left tackle, and I'm number 73. And I'm originally from Hagerstown, Maryland, but pretty much grew up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, okay. Outstanding. So I see that you've been in the league 4 years. Have you spent all 4 years with the Mustangs?
Oh, well, no. The first year was with the Fury, and we probably had about 15 players. And we met Coach Mike, and he basically brought the rest of the team to us. So the rest of the first year was with the Fury. The rest of the years have been with the Mustangs. So this is my third year starting with them.
So your third year with the Mustangs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, outstanding. So how's that been going for you? I mean, are there any huge differences in playing for the Fury as opposed to playing for the Mustangs? I mean, so far as the schemes of the plays and whatnot?
Well, I guess it's just the general organization of it all. You know, Coach Mike really knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about, and you can trust him. Put you in the right position to be successful. And I think it's just more about structure. And the culture of our team is very, very open, very laid back. There's no prima donna, no divas. So it's a comfortable place to learn and come in and really be a part of something that's really fun and great.
Speaking of Coach Mike, who's a phenomenal guy, I love Coach Mike. Tell me a little bit more about your relationship with him. I mean, you know, just by what you just said there, coming in with Coach Mike, so far as the way he runs the team and his overall persona with you guys.
Well, Coach Mike is somebody that, you know, when I first met him in this business of women's football, sometimes it's really hard to find good people that'll do right by you and do what they say they're going to do. But Coach Mike has always been that since the day I met him. You know, he's the type of person to look you in your eyes when you're talking to him. He shakes your hand. He, you know, genuinely cares about what's going on with his players.
Right.
And he just knows football. So it's something that he has fun doing. We have fun playing for him. He just keeps us in a place where, you know, we're not the type of team to be disrespectful. You know, his thing
is,
you know, we got to act like we've been there before.
Act like professionals,
correct. And that's something that's very important to him, and I think has grown to be important to us as players, to put something that's a good product out on the field as well as respectable and something that, you know, teenage girls, little girls can look up to.
So we were talking before we came on the air. You're the 2010 Women's Football Alliance champion.
Yes, sir.
Tell me the amount of work that went in accomplishing that goal and how you felt about it.
That was probably the greatest moment of my life. And just to make a note, I don't have any children, so nobody be mad at me because I said the ring was more important. But, the regular season, I'm not going to lie, we pretty much breezed through that really well. The only thing that we had problems with was off-the-field issues as far as getting places.
Mm-hmm.
We had our bus breakdown in the middle of the season on our way to Houston, and we really rallied together and got everybody down to Houston and played and won that game. You know, the season was long, it was hard, and when we got to the playoffs, we really saw what we were made of as a football team, not only just getting out there and putting our best foot forward on the field, But getting everybody there, you know, because we had to make two trips to Las Vegas,
right.
One trip to Iowa, and this is all on our dime. So it was remarkable that we were able to do what we did in such short notice to achieve that. And then,
right.
Of course, getting to Vegas and playing in that championship game, you get out there and you want to smell every smell, you want to see every sight.
That's right, that's right.
I mean, you just want to soak it all in, and I can actually remember myself staring at the sunset and thinking, wow, I never might get the opportunity to do that again.
Right.
And also, the experience gives you a bit of perspective because you get to be around players who have been playing for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
10 years, you know, a really long time, who haven't even gotten the opportunity to play in that game.
Right.
So meeting them really puts it in perspective, but just the scenery, the game itself came
mm-hmm.
down to the wire. It was one of the greatest moments of my life, and I hope that we can repeat that again this year because, man, there's no feeling like that. Being the best at anything, even
right.
if it's hopscotch or, you know, tiddlywinks, if you're the best in the nation at that, then, you know, it's something to hang your hat on, and we're definitely proud of that, so.
That's what that is. You were telling us before we came on about your name. Tell us again how you came across the name of Juice, J-O-O-S, Juice Martin.
Well, Juice was actually something that I got in college, and I went to
and
a
where
college
did you go
in Tyler, Texas College in Tyler, and
okay.
I played on the basketball team.
Represent your school.
Yeah. I was there for about a year and a half in my freshman year. Went out there and played on the basketball team. We played in a little gym that didn't have any windows, no circulation, and they called it the sweat box.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically had to be hydrated all day, walking around with water, bottles of, you know, substance to keep us, you know, hydrated.
That's right.
And the cheerleaders were making signs for people to put on their doors so everybody would know who everybody was. And everybody had nicknames except for me, and I said, well, you know, I'd like to have a nickname. And they were like, well, we'll just call you Juice because you carry around juice all the time. And I was like, okay. And so it stuck. And when I came to football, it turned into more of Juice like
right,
that.
Right, right.
So we had to go ahead and change it from Juice as in the stuff you drink, Juice, to kind of the more like Moose Johnson, you know, the Cowboys
right,
fullback.
Right, right, from the Dallas Cowboys.
So we kind of turned it into that. So
oh.
Thank my teammates for that one.
Now, I was just wondering, watching you on there, number 73, Juice.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to ask you 5 questions. I just want you to give me one-word responses, okay? It's very easy, baby.
Okay.
If you had the choice, would you rather have a laptop or a desktop?
Laptop.
Okay. Would you rather be in school or be at work?
Work.
Would you rather have your television or your computer?
Television.
American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
See.
Hopefully I'll be on it one day.
There you go. Would you rather have love or money?
Love.
Rather have love. Well, Juice Martin, number 73 for the 2010 World Champion Lone Star Mustangs. Thank you for jumping on board with us.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. Thank you for giving me a call today.
That's what that is. And you represent your school. Girl, don't be scared to stand up and represent your school.
Texas College, hey, from 03 to the fall of 04, that was my school, so I had to represent that.
That's what that is. Go Mustangs.
Oh, yeah. Go Mustangs. 2011 champ too, baby. We're trying to get there.
That's
Look
what
out, Outlaw.
Thank you for popping in.
No problem. Have a great day.
Bye now. That was number 73, Juice Martin, 2010 Women's Football Alliance Champion. We're PushGapRadio.com.
If you're looking for a special place to host your next party, meeting, or corporate event, check out Events at the Plaza. For the hottest spot in the Metroplex to learn Dallas Swing, Chicago Step, and West Coast, call
Events at the Plaza.
To learn all the fundamentals to step from basic to advanced, call
Events at the Plaza.
From swing to step, just to name a few, Events at the Plaza will make it easy to do. To sign up for swing classes, contact Lona at 214-207-4057. To get dance schedules, log on to dfwdancecenter.com.
Well, these days, most of us have a computer or maybe even two or three at home, but what do you do when they are broken?
You know, we put so much
stuff in our computers, it can be frustrating when they just don't work. So where do you go to get it repaired? You might think the best place is where you bought it, but then again, maybe not.
For the best place to fix your computer for home or office, contact Rapid Computer. With over 15 years of computer experience, Rapid Computers also offers free estimates. Call Alex, Fred, and the guys at Rapid Computer at 214-319-9233. Rapid Computer, located at the corner of Gus Thomason and Ferguson in beautiful Dallas, Texas. Rapid Computer, who does it better?
Hey, let me tell you a secret. Keep listening to the Shackelford One and the Main Event Show. It's the bangin'est show in the internet game. Shackelford One and the Main Event only on PushGapRadio.com. Hey, don't keep us a secret. PushGapRadio.com. Never average, never mediocre. PushGapRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustang Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford. That Aaliyah banging, ain't it? Boy, if at first you don't succeed, I like that there. Little overview on the history of women's football. Women's football had never really taken off, but those who formed a modern-day female league hope to change that. Women have shown interest in playing football since the 1920s. Interesting. And have had several false starts in forming and promoting female football leagues. The latest evolution began in 2000, the new millennium. Women started out playing as halftime entertainment for the men's football games in the mid-20s. I never knew that. Watch a lot of ESPN classics. I never see any women's football on there. Maybe we need to check that out. Look into that. See if they have that in their vaults. Steve Sable over there at NFL Films. He's going into the Hall of Fame. Maybe he has something. I think I'll get on that. But anyway, that was going down in the mid-20s. After this short-lived stunt, women's football was regulated to sandlot status. The mid-1960s, a semi-pro tackle football league called the Women's Professional Football League was started as a gimmick by talent agent Sid Freeman. I've heard some things about old Sid. He was the man back in the day. Though it began as a gimmick, the Women's Professional Football League was active through the early 70s, reflecting the interest and ability of women to play tackle football. It's very interesting. Women who join the Women's Football Alliance don't get paid big bucks like their male counterparts do. In fact, most have full-time jobs and also must attend practice. The Lone Star Mustangs, for example, practice a couple times a week. So you have to be committed, dedicated. That's hard to find today. Finding a woman on a men's professional team has always been a rarity as well. Patricia Barzi Palinkas made football history in the early 1970s, suited up for a semi-pro team, the Orlando Panthers. Few have followed in her footsteps. That's amazing, the history of the league, what's going on. They say this is like one of the fastest growing sports amongst female athletes and female sports in the country. I told you, a 500-mile-per-hour train. You know? Get on board with that. I have another interview coming up with offensive coordinator, Reggie Harvey. We'll be hitting that in about 2 minutes. But, yeah, how can you get involved with the Women's Football League? First off, go to LoneStarMustangs.com. You know, poke around their site. See what's going on. We're trying to get you in the loop. Keep up, don't catch up. That's our motto here at PushGapRadio.com. Keep up, don't catch up. You know, we're always on top of what's trending now. What's trending now is the Women's Football Alliance. You can go to WFA.com as well. That's the Women's Football Alliance website. Check that out. You know, do your due diligence. Get involved. Check it out. See what's going on out there in the world. Just because you don't know about it doesn't mean it's not going on. Some people are looking for this. You may just be the person to turn them on to it. We're here to keep you informed. And we're going to inform you about them Mustangs. I love the Mustangs. I was at practice on Saturday. I mean, to be out on that field, you know, you just, when you're in your element, you know, it's called the zone. Remember Michael Jordan? When he got in the zone? You remember times in your life when you were in the zone? You know, at this point in life, some people feel they don't have the outlets to express that, their passion for something. I saw these ladies, okay? I'm a diehard Chicago Bears fan. And I was just excited about the practice as if I was at any other game. These ladies hit. Too old to be hit. But I love to see people hit. I'm proud to be part of the Mustangs. So, you know, Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, I thank you. You know, Coach Mike. I have an interview with those two guys coming up at the top of the hour. Be on the lookout for that. Well, right now we're about to get into the interview with offensive coordinator Reggie Harvey on the most powerful station on the internet in Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, with a small but mighty PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.
I'm Coach Reggie, offensive coordinator for the Lone Star Mustangs. I listen to PushGapRadio.com.
We'd like to welcome Coach Reggie Harvey, the offensive coordinator for the Lone Star Mustangs. Coach, thank you for jumping on board with us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Outstanding. Coach, explain to us your title and, more important, what your role is with the team.
Well, the offensive coordinator, as well as the quarterback and running backs coach. Basically, I coordinate what the plays, the offense runs, and basically how we score and how we manage the offensive side of the ball.
Okay, and you have a rookie running back this season, Caitlin Carter. You have a rookie running back with you this season, Caitlin Carter. How is she looking in practice?
She's looking great. We have a few new faces, and they're all moving right along.
How did you get into coaching with the Mustangs? You said this is your first season with the Women's Football Alliance. How did you get involved?
I kind of saw a little thing. I was working with another team for a little while, and I like the women's football. I like the competitiveness, and Coach Mike approached me and asked me to help him on the offensive side, and she's been a good fit for me there.
Okay, so how is your backfield looking? How are your running backs looking? I mean, I know you have in your mind a certain level that you're expecting your players to hit. Are they already there, or you guys still need a little bit more work?
We progress every practice. One of our models is a 2% every practice, every day. So all of our running backs, even our veterans, are continuing to get better and better every practice.
So have you, when you guys come up against adversity, I mean, I heard some things that went on with the Mustangs on last season, I'm sure that you've heard about. How do you handle adversity? How do you step up to that? What have you developed over your lifespan and your time as a coach to help you deal with adversity?
The same in life. You know, you have to step back and look at things from the outside, approach things with rationale and purpose as well, but have patience before you make your decisions on what you're doing. It's the same thing in this sport as well. We run into just like anybody else, and we just deal with it one problem at a time, and it makes us feel stronger as a team.
So, Coach, what's your strength? What can you contribute to the team to get them back to where they need to be? I know you are, if you're in coaching, you have to be passionate about coaching. So what do you feel you bring to the table so far as getting the Mustangs back to the championship game?
Well, one thing I bring is I'm a perfectionist, and so when I come to the table, my teaching level and ability, along with the other coaches, it just raises it and mixes it up a little more, brings a little more intensity as well as practice. But passion is the key in this sport and most other sports as well, and I bring that passion and fire to the practice field, and it transfers over to our players as well.
Okay.
That's one big thing.
Coach Harvey, you sound like a leader there. Is that something that you've always been, or is being a leader something you've worked on over a period of time? Or does it just come naturally to you?
That's probably, it's probably a combination of them. I've been put in leadership roles, which make you act as a leader and make you become a leader. And so it's happened both ways. I mean, I feel like I'm a leader. I've been put in leadership roles. And so now at this point in my life, it's kind of one of those natural processes that leadership steps out in the things that I do.
What goals have you set for the team?
Our number one goal is to win. We want to get where we were last year.
Right.
And so in order to do that, we have to win. And one of our if we win and we do what we're supposed to do every Saturday, then we'll get to where we were last year. And that's our goal. That's our main goal, is to get that golden trophy.
That's what that is. Coach, so who was your football team growing up? Who were you a big fan of?
Let's see. Well, okay.
You say you're from Waco, right?
I'm sorry?
You say you're from Waco, right?
Yes, I'm from Waco. Of course, I grew up liking the Cowboys, you know, for the show off my age, back when Tony Dorsett said those guys were there.
Right.
Nowadays, I'm really a Houston Texans fan. That's who I follow. Ever since they've come about in 2002,
right.
I've been following them.
Oh, okay.
So that's my team right there, the Houston Texans and company.
So what led you into coaching?
I've been in football since I can remember. And that time, my father was a coach. So football has always been in my family. And once again, back to the leadership and passion, I've been doing football. I can't live without football, and coaching has always been a dream of mine.
That is amazing. Coach, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here before I let you go. Laptop or desktop?
Desktop.
Okay, you'd rather have a desktop. All right. Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh, wow. Those are both horrible. McDonald's.
Hey, I'm a huge McDonald's fan. I love the French fries. Shower or bath?
Shower.
All right. TV or computer?
Is it football season? Okay.
You just get one. You're on an island.
Let's go with the computer.
All righty. And finally, American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, my gosh. Let's go with American Idol. I don't
want
either one.
So,
yeah.
That's what that is. Coach Reggie Harvey, we thank you for jumping on with us, man. Appreciate you hanging out. Look forward to hanging with you guys this season and going back to another championship game. Hopefully the Lone Star Mustangs can get where Jerry Jones wanted to be this Super Bowl season, which didn't happen. The Cowboys weren't there. But look forward to hanging out with you, man. Greatly appreciate you.
I appreciate it, too. Had a good time.
To see how you can help support the Lone Star Mustangs, I'll give you a little breakdown of what you can do to help these ladies out. The team will consist of approximately 50 women over the age of 18. They play 4 home games at Pennington Field over there in the Hearst-Euless-Bedford area, and they also play 4 away games. As a team, they're responsible for funding their home field for the officials, medical personnel, and equipment. Away games also require chartering a team bus and overnight lodging. Football practice equipment, uniforms, and practice fields are also vital to the success of the Lone Star Mustangs. Your support is needed to help the Lone Star Mustangs meet the financial obligations of operating a successful team. Here's what we mean by successful. They most recently completed the 2010 season 12-0. I'll let you marinate on that. That's undefeated. 12-0, and they won the national championship in the Women's Football Alliance. The league has over 60 teams throughout the U.S., and they're really excited about the 2011 season. Also, the Lone Star Mustangs had 9 first-team All-American players and 1 second-team All-American. Now, sponsorship with the Lone Star Mustangs is a partnership in which they provide unique advertising opportunities at low cost. Media exposure will include local television, radio, internet media, and newspaper coverage. Your support
also has an opportunity to be recognized in game day programs, ongoing public communications, game day announcements, print articles, internet exposure, and many other creative media. To see how you can help and to become a supporter of the Lone Star Mustangs, contact the Lone Star Mustangs at info@lonestarmustangs.com.
A full contact tackle women's football team.
This is Lynn with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion. PushGapRadio.com, the official hip-hop and R&B internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs.
My kid's into skateboarding.
My daughter's into art.
Mine's into the environment.
My son's into photography.
My kid's into everything.
Then get your child involved in the volunteer program for Kids Who Care. Are you into it? It's a great opportunity for kids to participate in what they're into, hang with friends, and help the community. So are you into it? If you are, or think your kid might be, then give 4-H a call. Toll free at 1-888-77-YOUTH or visit our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
Maybe they can get my kid into cleaning his room.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
We are PushGapRadio.com, taking the community to the internet. From the rabbit hole to the shackle for one in the main event,
PushGapRadio.com. We're bridging the gap between old and new radio.
People oftentimes, when they begin to understand the great secret, become frightened of all of these negative thoughts that they have. Two things they need to be aware of. One, it has been proven now scientifically that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought.
PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, Fort Worth. Push.
Shackleford won in the main event only on PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.
We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Tired of talking about living a healthier life? That'sFit.com is the place for you. That'sFit.com has everything you need to know about dieting, exercise, and living longer. Read about the super secret fitness routines of your favorite stars, or start a blog of your own. There are reviews of exercise equipment, nutritional supplements, and fad diets. Tools to calculate what's the perfect workout and diet routine for you, and more. So don't just sit there. You can't wish your way to better health. Start typing thatsfit.com.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackleford. For all the news and inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the Austin Outlaws, the Lone Star Mustangs' upcoming opponent this Saturday, down there in Austin, Texas. Outlaws had some challenges last season. You know, they say they battled through the season and buckled down from some battles. Outlaws suffered a devastating loss on the road to the Houston Power and also lost in both games against the Lone Star Mustangs. I don't know if you heard that. Lost both games. Lone Star Mustangs, as you well know, would eventually go on to win the Women's Football Alliance Championship Trophy. You get the Dallas Urban Internet home of the champion Lone Star Mustangs. We only roll with champions, baby, around here. They secured a playoff spot, and Outlaws headed down to Memphis, Tennessee, for round one of the Women's Football Alliance American Conference playoffs. So their charter bus broke down, and a lot of problems with charter buses. I've heard some stories. You should drive for a charter bus company. Kind of patch it together, you know, rubber bands and bubble gum. Need to find a good charter bus company. Outlaws made it 2 minutes in time for the kickoff. A few hours later, they boarded the team bus after a 35-0 shutout over the Memphis Soul. But lost, you know, down to the last second when they played the Las Vegas Showgirls. So, looks like the Austin Outlaws are ready. But again, you got to beat both games by the WFA champion Lone Star Mustangs. But, you know, you don't discount anyone. I don't care if it's football or tiddlywinks. You don't discount anyone. What's the movie? Any Given Sunday? Any Given Sunday. Every dog has their day. I'm not calling anyone a dog, mind you. Please don't email or call in. Just a statement. You never know on any given Saturday, in this case. But think about it. You have to be up for everyone. Everyone is gunning for you now. You're the champions. Okay, so you don't sit here and say, well, you know, we beat them last year. That was last year. I just want the ladies to stay focused. Also, coming up, don't forget that interview with Caitlin Carter. I saw her at practice on Saturday. She's looking good. Working on special teams. Special teams is a big thing. A lot of people don't really pay attention to special teams. You know, special teams can make or break you. Adam Vinatieri, the kicker. Whew. Clutch. Special teams is very important. You know, field position, recovering fumbles. Helps set the tempo for the game. You know? Austin Outlaws. That's what we have coming up Saturday. Don't forget, that's the first home game. Get your tickets. LoneStarMustangs.com. Come out and see some football. Now, the rest of the schedule. The rest of the schedule for the Lone Star Mustangs again. April 2nd, Austin Outlaws. April 16th, Austin Outlaws will be here at Pennington Field. Don't forget, I told you, 183 West. Past the airport. Come up on Central there. Come off. You know, pop up under 183 there. Make that left. Go south. And Pennington Fields right there. Just hook a right. Dallas Diamonds, April 30th. 7 p.m. at Pennington Field. Tulsa Eagles, May 7th. Houston Power, May 14th. Dallas Diamonds, May 21st. Little Rock Wildcats, June 4th. And the Houston Power on June 11th. Now, we're about to get into our interview with Miss Caitlin Carter, the running back for the 2010 champion Lone Star Mustangs on PushGapRadio.com.
1, 2, 3,
Mustangs!
1, 2, 3,
Mustangs!
Ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho. Hi, my name is Caitlin Carter. I'm number 84. I'm going to be playing running back and defensive back, and I'm originally from Wilcox, Arizona.
Okay, well, you're the rookie now.
My rookie season.
Right, and you're coming into a team that's already won a championship. What kind of pressure do you think that will be on you going into the season?
You know, I don't really look at it as any pressure. I mean, we've got a really solid group of girls out there, and I think, you know, we've got some great coaching, and I think we just all just go out there, do our jobs. I'm not really that worried about it. I'm just out there to have a good time and learn what I can about football and hopefully bring together another winning season.
Your desire to be good, you know how great you want to be, but do you think at this moment that you're physically ready to be that great, or do you think you're going to have to work yourself into that?
I think physically I'm ready.
Right.
I've always, you know, tried to stay really fit, and I mean, I love to lift weights and do agility training, run, all that kind of stuff. So physically I think I'm ready. For me, it's going to be more about learning the game of football, learning the plays, and just kind of, broadening my knowledge of the game itself.
So, Caitlin, how did you get involved with the Mustangs and so far as getting into football? Is this your first season, rookie season, playing football, period?
Yes, that's correct. I have never played football before unless you want to count, you know, elementary and middle school when I played with the boys during recess.
Right.
But I've never had a helmet on. I've never had pads on, anything like that.
So who got you into this?
Actually, a woman I met where I work at Zoom Sports, she also played football. And, I kind of thought about it. I'd always wanted to play. And when I heard that she'd actually done it and played for a team here in Dallas, I was like, all right, let's look into some tryouts. And that very weekend, actually, the Mustangs were having a tryout. And
right.
I, you know, just decided, what the heck, let's go for it. And, the rest is history. So there we go.
So how do you keep yourself motivated? I mean, like, what voice do you hear in your head when you want to, like, take a five-minute break? Because it's kind of grueling out there, getting in shape, the running and the calisthenics and the practice and whatnot. So what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going?
I don't know, honestly. I just find a way to do it, and because I have that motivation to be the best. Like, and I always compete against myself. It's not
right.
so much about competing against other people. I just want to see what I'm capable of doing. I want to see how far I can go,
mm-hmm.
you know, how fast I can run, how many reps I can take. So that's kind of how I look at it. It's just always kind of pushing myself past my comfort zone.
Well, Caitlin, you sound like a leader to me. Does that come naturally to you, or is that something you've worked on over the years?
I think I've just kind of been put in those positions throughout,
mm-hmm.
you know, my different jobs I've had, being a graduate student, being an athlete. I've kind of always just kind of been pushed in those positions, and I guess I kind of take naturally to it. I'd like to eventually, once I get to know more of the Mustangs and become an integral part of that group, I would like to hopefully have a leadership position there as well.
So you think Coach Mike is doing a great job with you so far as defining what your job is within the parameters of the offense?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I've learned a lot from him. He's really great at coaching. I think his coaching style meshes very well with the kind of coaching I respond to. He's really great. Like, you know, if I do make a mistake in practice, or you know, drop a pass or whatever it may be, he's always right there and says, all right, you know, this is what you did wrong, and
right.
this is how you can correct it. And I love that. You know, there's always something informative, so I can walk away and go, all right, I know exactly what I need to do next time so that doesn't happen again. And I mean, so far I've been really lucky, and I've had a chance pretty much almost immediately to get another shot at it and
mm-hmm.
do it the correct way and have a better turnout.
So how do you feel that you can contribute this season? What goals are you looking to attain?
I'm hoping that we're able to go out there and, you know, fill up that win column. I'd love to have another
right.
undefeated
I love
season
it in you,
with Mustangs.
Right. I love that. They put another W in the win column, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know everyone wants to go out there and win, and obviously that's going to be, like, our ultimate goal. But, you know, if nothing else, I really hope that we can just, you know, learn to, like, come together, work hard, play hard, have fun. And, you know, like I said, hopefully at the end of the game, the number under our name is higher than the one under our opponents.
So what are you doing to get more up-to-date on football so far as do you watch, like, more film, or how do you do that to get kind of up to speed?
I'm going to try to watch some film. They're going to get me the film from the Austin scrimmage so I can look over that. And also, I mean, I've watched football for years on TV, and obviously, like, football season's over now, but once I found out I was playing,
mm-hmm.
it was during bowl season, and so I sat down there, and I watched, like, the positions I thought I would be playing. I sat and watched what the college athletes did, what the professional athletes did, and then also, I am lucky enough to know some guys who have played either arena football or
mm-hmm.
Canadian football or actually played in the NFL, and they've been working with me as well, giving me their tips and going through, like, some individual training as well, kind of working with me on the skills that are needed for my positions.
Man.
So that has also been very, very helpful.
Yeah, that's great to have that kind of resources at your disposal, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the guys have been really cool about it. They think
mm-hmm.
it's awesome that, you know, I'm a female and I'm not playing football just like they do. And they've been really, really great and really supportive.
Okay, so Miss Caitlin, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here real quick, and they're just one word responses.
Okay.
If you had to have a laptop or a desktop, which would you rather have?
Laptop.
Would you rather be on a sunny beach or in a snowy mountain?
Sunny beach.
Would you rather have your TV or your computer?
TV.
American Idol, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
And would you rather have love or money?
I'm going to say love.
Okay, you're going to say love. Caitlin, thank you for jumping on with us on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. We'll be looking for our newest rookie, the running back, Miss Caitlin Carter. I'll be out there cheering for you, Caitlin.
All right, sounds good. It's my pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Unbelievable. From the 28th. The throw goes to the right side, gets caught.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
And
makes the catch at the 5, breaks the tackle and scores.
Ruin on the field is confirmed.
Yeah, baby.
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
Women's full contact football.
Sponsorships and advertising with the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Alliance. You have the opportunity to become the Lone Star Mustangs
biggest fan. For info, hit them up at info@LoneStarMustangs.com.
PushGapRadio.com, the official internet station of SimplyMeMagazine.com. PushGapRadio.com, Dallas. Baby!
Children have their entire lives ahead of them, and Navy volunteers are beside them, tutoring and encouraging children in classrooms across America. Because given the importance of education, shouldn't we support our children? To join the men and women who serve our country and communities, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit the Navy's website at www.navyjobs.com. The United States Navy, serving America twice.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I told you guys that women's full contact football was moving like a 500-mile-an-hour train. Now, to get more insight, here's the word on the street.
First down, Mustang.
1, 2, 3.
Run back.
Unbelievable. Makes the catch at the 5.
Let's take this back to the beginning,
okay.
Because I'm glad we talked about football and we talked about the ladies being here, but the very beginning of this concept, we are talking about women, full contact, tackle football, knocking each other down, taking the ball, running for touchdown, full contact women's football. We have full contact tackle football. It blows my mind phenomenally, truly. Tell us more about this.
I decided that we could do something and bring this women in a better direction and not play football like men, but give football the respect it deserves and play with as much respect as we can. And my biggest thing is always when somebody tells me I can't do something, the first thing I want to do is say, watch me succeed, you know. And I've been lucky enough to come across people like you and get on your radio show, which was great.
Strong, powerful women.
Phenomenal women.
Absolutely. With people like your help, like you said earlier, giving back to the community. That's one of the biggest things we always say. It takes all parts to make the machine work. We're not plural. We're just one being.
I know I said that we were going to have an interview with Lone Star Mustangs owner Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington and with head coach Mike Ellington, but we're going to have to move that interview to next week's show. On the NFL Network, Sunday night, early Monday morning, they had a segment about women's football. They were showcasing the Las Vegas Showgirls. Kind of gave some backstory on them. And it was a good story. Young lady had been playing football since she was small, since she was a child in elementary school, flag football, but, you know, piqued her interest. Now, as you recall, that's where the Lone Star Mustangs won their Women's Football Alliance Championship, down there in Vegas. That's happening here this year. Super Bowl will be played over there at Pennington Stadium in Bedford. But, yeah, great show. Gave some insight, gave some backstory into why these women were doing what they were doing. You know, they have a love of the game. They have a passion for the game. Just because you're a female or a male doesn't stop you from having passion for something, okay? There are male nurses. There are male cosmetologists. They have a passion for it, okay? These women have a passion for football. So get behind that. Shows like that are trying to evaluate the public perception of female football players. You still have some people who feel that women should not be playing football. Stupid, but those are people's views. Not calling anyone stupid. Please do not email or call pushcapradio.com. But no, you know, people have their, who you are is a culmination of where you've been in life. Okay, it's like females on the front line. I'm ex-military, and, you know, I don't advocate that. Do they do it? I'm sure they do today, but I'm old school. You know? But there are some people who, they just don't see that. Okay, here's an email. It's what I was looking for. Here's an email that we had posted on a message board. We were just announcing that we were now the official Dallas Urban Internet station for the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Alliance. And a reply to that was, for some reason, I'm not thrilled at the ideal of women gridiron gladiators, but hey, maybe it's just me. Exactly. Maybe it's just you. And you have to get around your biases and what you were taught growing up and what your perception was of women doing anything of a dangerous nature. But yeah. But yeah, next week, definitely, we will have the Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington interview and also the interview with Coach Mike. I think we're doing handling some business over the weekend. A lot of driving was involved, from what I understand. I drive myself for a living. Driving is tiresome. I'm from Gary, Indiana, originally, so, you know, I drive home sometime. I consider that part of the vacation, the drive. No one can call me. There's nothing I can do for you. You know, I'm passing through Missouri. A lot of driving, though. Driving wears you out, tires you out. And I was stationed in Fort Riley, Kansas. It was an 8-hour drive to my hometown. My grandmother taught me, you know, you have to stretch out in bed after driving. It's different than curling up in a chair or laying on the couch, so. But, yeah, be on the lookout for the interview on next week. Sorry about that, but we will be bringing that to you on next week's show. All right, the Austin Outlaws, who were beat twice by the Lone Star Mustangs on last season. That's the game April 2nd down there in Austin. Again, though, new season. But I have full faith and confidence in the Lone Star Mustangs. Absolutely. Go down there, ladies, and handle your business. All right. So as you're listening to this show, if you would, to your right, it says follow. If you could click on that, the Lone Star Mustangs would greatly appreciate it. Also, under the screen there, you see like. Could you click on that as well? We're trying to build the numbers here so we can gauge how many people we're getting involved, okay? Starts with you. Click on follow. Become a follower. We'd really appreciate that. I'm Clifton Shackelford. I have been your host for the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, and it has been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure. All right, let's crank it up for the Lone Star Mustangs going down to Austin on Saturday. Have a safe trip, ladies. See you on Sunday. Talk to you on Monday. Come back with the win. We're PushGapRadio.com. And they stay there. And they stay there. And they stay there. Cause all I do is sweep, sweep, sweep. And if you go in here, put your hands in the air. Make them stay there. Champions. They come from all walks of life to come together for one common goal. To win championships. Congratulations to the Lone Star Mustangs winners of the 2010 Women's Full Contact Football League. The Lone Star Mustangs are supported in their efforts by family and friends and their teammates. And now by PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com, the official internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs 2010 champions of the Women's Full Contact Football League. Oh, yeah. And for these ladies, all they do is win.
This is Lynn Liberty Ellington with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion.
PushGapRadio.com. We want to be your official Dallas internet station.